the Rokan Show right here on 720 WGN. All right, on the if you were on the Twitter today, you might have seen that Dan Ponce. You know Dan Ponce. He's on the television. He and his brother are they're just too talented and too good looking, and they're always in the middle of something. Well, anyway, Dan Ponce's mother-in-law, according to his Twitter account, is among the passengers quarantined on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off the coast of Japan. We now are going to speak with Dan Ponce's mother-in-law, who is stranded on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off the coast of Japan. Linda Lavelle is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and you really are. What? How long have you been on the boat?
Well, we embarked on January the 20th, so we've been on here quite a while now, almost 4 weeks. 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks were a cruise, the second 2 weeks are our quarantine.
All right, so is anybody sick on the ship?
Oh, yes. They've taken off, I think, a little over 200 now that have been tested positive with the virus. Mm-hmm. And the rest of us are still healthy. We're continuing to stay healthy and positive and hoping that will take us through the next 5 days.
And that's so you have to get past the next 5 days for it to be clear, because that would be the difference in the incubation period between the last passenger
right.
that had it and got off. And are you out to sea? Is it you're just sitting out there floating around?
Well, right now we're in the port. And to go back to the previous statement that you just said, the incubation period started on February the 5th for us. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, passengers are being taken off today that have the virus, but we are all quarantined. We've been quarantined to our cabin since February the 5th. We do have a balcony, so we can go out on the balcony, but we have to wear our masks out there every time
pictures.
You open the door for for food delivery. You have to wear a mask, et cetera. So, and then what was your next question? Sorry.
That's all right. Thank you for being with us. I mean, this is an amazing opportunity to talk to somebody who's in the middle of one of these situations on this quarantine ship off the coast of Japan. Are you, or actually in Japan now, are you, so you're getting 3 meals a day that they're delivering to your cabin?
Yes, they're delivering, yes, and lots of water that they deliver. They've delivered medicine. There were a lot of passengers that were out of medication when we began this quarantine, because we didn't plan on being here an extra 2 weeks. So we wrote down our medications that we needed, and it took 3 or 4 days, but, you know, we all got our medications as of about 5 days ago. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Now, what is your anticipation of when this, assuming that, you know, everything goes well and the passengers are all healthy, you'll get off and you'll immediately jet back to, are you from Chicago?
No, we're from Southern Indiana.
Okay.
That's a big question for us on the 19th. What will the plan be? So, some of our friends have already made their flight reservations to fly back the 20th, and we have not, because Princess made our flight arrangements, so they'll do that for us. But we don't know if we're going to be tested first. A big question for us is, are we going to be tested that day? And then they will say, oh, well, now you need to stay another 2 or 3 days until we can complete these tests to find out if you in fact have the virus. So people have kind of been pushing to be tested now so we can know, and that hasn't happened so far.
Linda, can you hold on 1 second for me? I need to take a quick break and then we'll come right back. I want to tell you. Linda Lavelle is Dan Ponce's mother-in-law. And by the way, how lucky are you for that? And just ask Dan. He'll tell you how lucky you are. She is on the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan right now. That is the cruise ship you keep seeing on television where the passengers are all quarantined and you see them standing on the decks. And she's telling the story, the harrowing story of what that is like. And we'll come right back to her. But first, here is Lauren Lapka, traffic and weather. It's the Rokan Show, 720 WGN. We are being joined right now on the telephone by Linda Lavelle. Linda Lavelle is most famous for being Dan Ponce's mother-in-law. But really, now her fame has risen. She is one of the stranded passengers on the Diamond Princess, which is now in port in Japan. But everybody on board cannot get off. It's a quarantine ship, and it's been quarantined. You got on this thing February 4th was when they started the quarantine here, right? So what is that? It's 10 days, 9 days ago. 10 days ago for you.
Yes. Well, actually, it was the 5th was the first day of the quarantine. We got on the ship the 20th, and on the 4th, we were supposed to disembark. And that day, they delayed us. And then the next morning, they said we're under quarantine for 14 days. So the 19th will be the date that the quarantine is up. And we still have a lot of questions about whether we'll get off then.
Yeah. Well, as you were just mentioning before we took the break, for people who are just joining us, there are people that are being taken off the ship who've tested positive for the coronavirus and have gotten sick. And they are being, they're getting removed. When that happens, how do you find out about it? Do you see it off of your balcony? Or, because you're quarantined to your cabin, you're not really allowed to talk to other people.
Right. Well, we have access to a TV and a lot of TV channels. And then, of course, we can see all these news flashes over the Internet. So before it's announced on the ship, we always know about it.
Oh.
And we're in a chat group with friends that we call the quarantine friends. There are about 20 of us. And so someone in that group always knows and says, oh, today we have another 39 people, which happened the other day. Today, I think we have 44 more people that have tested positive. We are now docked on the side where we can see the port, and yes, we can see the people getting off.
Mm.
There are probably today, there are fewer ambulances. Today there are only about 10. Usually there are about 30 out there.
Wow.
And so
let's talk a little bit about the emotion of that. Because there you are, you're in this cabin, you can't leave the cabin, the food and water is being delivered to you. And you're watching this kind of develop. And now you haven't had contact with any other passengers in 9 days, right?
Other than texting, yes,
yeah,
or calling on the phone.
No physical contact with anybody else.
No.
And so you're waiting, that incubation period to elapse here. But what goes through your mind when you're watching people go off? Are you confident? Are you nervous? Where are you?
Well, very, very nervous, because it's not just the fact that you're confined to your cabin. It's the fact that every day, you're worried that somehow you won't stay healthy and you'll be one of those people being taken off. And so that's a big concern all day, every day. The people that are being taken off, we really can't see them. They have a tunnel that goes from the ship out to the port, and then they back up the ambulance and take them. But we do know a couple of people, acquaintances, that have been taken off, and the spouse is left on the ship. And they may be 4 hours away in a hospital, and it's just not a good situation.
Yeah. No, it definitely isn't. Will you ever take a cruise again?
Well, I We hope so. I don't know at this point whether I can answer that question or not. My husband and I kind of have wanderlusts, so we like to see the world, but this is a little bit too much of the world right now.
Oh, man, is it?
So, yeah.
And now the cruise company here, Princess, have they been how have they performed during this, by your estimation? I mean, obviously, it's an unusual circumstance for everybody, but they're trained to handle these, theoretically. How are they doing?
Oh, they're wonderful. The cruise crew has been absolutely wonderful. They are also quarantined, and they're still working and delivering food to us, and the captain is giving us updates as he gets them from the Japanese authorities. Everyone, I can't think that Princess or any other cruise line could do any better than Princess is right now.
Oh, well, that's good to hear, because that's got to imbue you with a little bit of confidence here, right? That at least people are.
It does. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
And do we know? I hate to be maudlin here, but do we know that anybody has succumbed to this from this cruise ship?
We have not heard that. We have heard that most people only have mild symptoms. We have heard that there are a few in intensive care. We did get a report of one person on a respirator the other day, and maybe two or three in intensive care, but the others are recovering well in the hospital and have minor symptoms. So that's encouraging, too.
And how many total passengers have been taken off, do you know?
I think totally 218.
Wow.
Out of
27. Yeah, there's 2,600 passengers and 1,000 crew, essentially.
Right.
On board.
Right, essentially. Yes, yeah. Yes.
So, wow, that is very similar. All right, well, Linda, we wish you the best. And, you know, hopefully when you're off, we talk to you again, because just that experience, I would love to know what that feels like to finally be able to have gone through the quarantine period and then finally be able to, you know, get off and what that would be like. So we're thinking about you, and thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Linda Lavelle,
bye-bye.
Who is on the Diamond Princess, which is docked in Japan, and they had an outbreak of the coronavirus, and as you just heard, over 200 passengers have fallen ill, been taken off the ship as it has been docked, and everybody else is quarantined to their rooms.
She was so calm and collected. I'd be losing my mind if I was restricted to a cabin on a cruise ship.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's...
I've never been on a cruise, but aren't cabins extremely small on cruises?
Well, it depends. I didn't want to ask that question because I understand. They were figuring out how much they paid for this. And that's the other thing.
Yeah, they get their money back?
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, if they don't, although Princess would go, well, what are we supposed to do about it? We didn't invent the coronavirus. It's only when the toilets don't work that you get your money back, I think.
Well, but imagine being seasick. Like, if you are someone that's prone to seasickness and now you're stuck on a boat.
Right, but it is a dock, though.
Yeah, but it's still in the waves. So if it's like rocking back and forth.
Oh, boy. Well, if you're prone to seasickness,
you're probably,
I think,
not
cruise
going on
is not a good idea.
Well, they have those patches and stuff, but I don't know how well they work.
I know, but there's always somebody who drags somebody on a cruise who doesn't want to go on a cruise. That is the way that always works. There's always one person in the, you know, like a family that says, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do a family reunion. We're going to do it on a cruise. And then there's always like, I don't want to go on a cruise. You got to go on a cruise. Yeah, I don't want to go on a cruise. You got to go on a cruise. And then the next thing you know, you're there. And then I told you I didn't want to go on this cruise.
Yeah, I'd hate to be stuck in the room with that person yelling right now.
What do they do with the cruise ship when it's all completely, I don't know if evacuated?
You know what I would do? I would just take it out in the middle of the ocean and
let
it go. Right? Do one of those things where it's just like a target for some Air Force to drop something on.
Nobody wants to go on that cruise ship ever again.
No. I mean, who would ever want to do that? It's like, so I
touch the one wrong toilet handle and everything goes back to where we are now.
I was on a little boat like 4 days of being out at sea, and you know, every night we're going into a port, though, thank God. But it was like, I'm not a seafaring guy. I just am not. I think you can imagine that as you look at me. this is just not what I aspire to do. I love the idea, like you're pulling into a port and you get to see all this different stuff. I mean, I get why people do it, but I just, the whole idea, this is what keeps me from doing it. The notion that something like this could happen. All right, we have got Justin Kaufman coming your way after news from Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2.